Blog Talk Radio.
And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer, not an easy answer.
I got that black on black skin tone, actual fact syndrome. That's why I dropped the jewel in every verse you heard me shit on. Okay, it's a slumdog opera, the tale of a king whose name wasn't on the roster. My road to glory was road to perdition, and act two, the turn, is just the memoirs with no omissions. We came a mighty long way from standing near the stove in the cold, the greatest story ever told. The realest niggas see the pain in my storyboards. The true believers say, wallahi, I support the ball. My life feel like a highlight reel. This is lightning striking, feel how the zeitgeist feel. Get a slight chill.
I got these niggas breezy.
My swag is on 1.21 gigawatts, 10 trillion kilowatts, hardcore thriller pop, Michael Jackson, nigga rock. Google me, baby, understand where I'm coming from. My destiny's to hit a grand slam when my number comes. All hail the lyrical, grand wizard imperial. Niggas signed a dotted line with hope, that's a miracle. And I ain't lead the thugs alone. The humble and meek will surely inherit the mud we own and shoot up every club we clone.
Let that bitch free.
The flow is too atomic, the poetry's too Quranic. A young prophet Muhammad. And I could drop a verse to change the whole vibration, the whole rock nation, the whole live nation. So pour libation, beware but prepare for the polarization. It's the globalization. Warn all the clergymen and notify Satan. I've been waiting, it's the notarization. I've been patient.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.
1,000 kisses to the haters, cause they made me greater. 1,000 wishes from a million slaves to raise a savior. 1,000 visits to these dickheads at these major labels. From Big Daddy Kane to Big Daddy Kane and Abel. You pay a cost to be your boss, nigga. I paid the wager. Master both sides of the force. And plus I made my saber. Yes, sir. I'm a soldier of love. Drowning all my sorrows and woes in the club. My white boys say that shit you spit last year, bro, was like a real fine Merlot in the cashmere throw. Some black chicks say he up. White women, they love me. My Asians and my mommies don't put nothing above me. I call it as it happened, the art of quality rapping. One autobiographical chapter could start up the rapture. And even though I walk in the narrow valley of death, all I see is green pastures, bitches screaming from the rafters.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.
Street money, no deal, got street money. I'm living life fast.
That's where I might crash.
bitch.
I'm all about the money, I'm all about the cash. Always stand tall, never on my ass. Living life fast, I swear I might crash. 200 on a dash, I swear I might crash. I'm gone.
Fame and fortune, for fame I just want the fortune. Fulliato driving Porsches and all my bitches they foreign. Yeah, all my niggas they ballin', ballin' just like they Jordan. My jewelry is stay fast and them cameras just keep recording. My life is just like a movie, surrounded by all these groupies. Gotta get it how you live, I'm winning, I'm never losing. Got a bad bitch with me and I'm driving something foreign. Swear it's all about the money, I just want the fame and fortune. I'm the realest nigga living, other niggas ain't important. Fuck a car, cause I'm a boss, man, you know we can't afford it. Fame and fortune, yeah, I want some fame and fortune. So I ate a fortune cookie and it told me keep on pushing.
Radio back in here like we do every Wednesday, you understand, from now to whatever, whether we do overdrive, whatever we do. You dig? How's everybody doing out there today, man? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody online listening. Shout out to everybody on the lines listening. Shout out to people on the internet, listening to their mobile device, however, what's up to you? Yeah, man. It's been a decent week for me. Had a decent week, you know what I'm saying? Nice and breezy, no problems, you know what I'm saying? I did a little drinking this weekend, nothing major, you know what I'm saying? I've been definitely been doing all right with that in that department for the people that are concerned about me. You dig what I'm saying? Definitely been beating the bottle. For sure. You know what I'm saying? For sure. But, yeah, man, I definitely want to get into some news and notes, some ratchet news. I'm waiting for the guys to call in, but I definitely got a lot of clips to play. And you know what? I got to actually, you know what I'm saying? Let me tell y'all something about the clips I play. Like, I really don't even like playing clips, to tell you the truth, but a lot of people like to hear the audio clips because they like to see where I'm coming from or, you know, see what the subject I'm coming from, if I'm addressing something. Maybe it came from CNN, maybe it came from Fox News, maybe it come from a Shot 97, maybe it came from a Tyreek Nasheed, you know what I'm saying? I like to give out my sources, you know what I mean? So maybe it came from those things. So I definitely I like to play the clips, and I definitely got complaints about I need to play more clips, and it's like I said before, I don't really like to play the clips, but I do because I like to let you know where I'm coming from and what's going on and absolutely where I'm coming from. You know what I mean? Definitely want to get into a lot of pop culture things here today. I seen the old Drake and Madonna situation. That shit was funny. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we'll discuss that, but I definitely gotta get into some real issues today. We're gonna talk about some programming. We're gonna talk about some social engineering, and the guys on the panel, we're gonna ask ourselves, maybe are we programming? because we're on a different type of paradigm. We would like to think we're on a different paradigm than the other people are out there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm waiting for the guys to call in. And once again, you know what I'm saying, if you want to talk to the host, you know what I'm saying, the number is 347-989-0202. I think I got one of the guys on right now. Let me get his intro music popping because I know that number. Where's it at? Where's he at? Where's he at? Where's he at? There it goes. What up, yo?
Yo.
What's going on?
Not much.
Man? You got the homie. Hold on. Let me get you in there properly. You know what I'm saying? We got the homie Rojo on for West on the check in. What's going on with you there, sir? Were you at the studio bound, or you doing some work
today,
or are you winding down today, or are you studio bound?
Well, I'm in the studio winding down, just zoning out right now.
Okay, yeah, man, I definitely got a powerful show lined up for us, you know what I'm saying? I got some clips, so the show was pretty much done once you hear the clips. I just need your intake on a couple of things. I got some definitely, you know, some social engineer programming that we could get into because I am, you know, I discussed something, you know, we can go right into it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's definitely something that's hot on my mind. I went in today kind of lightly, you know, via Facebook, and you know this whole new meme of the Bye Felicia type of thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm like the movie Friday has been, you know, made in 1995. The people has not, like, you can remember when the movie came out. Nobody was telling you, oh, Bye Felicia. But now this meme is out, this popular meme out. Now people are regurgitating this meme. Damn near 20 years, close to 20 years after the movie is made. Now you want to say Bye Felicia, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is not an original thought, this is all programming, this is put into your head, and people are taking and running with this, this is not creative, and you guys don't understand that your creative process by these memes are being, I don't want to say compromised, what's the word, could you give me a word there that I'm looking for, I don't want to say desensitized, not being activated.
It's maybe being contained. I think contained is a good word for this one.
Contained, a good word. Yes, and so it's like nobody. It seems like the. I hate using that word. The powers that be, because it's so. You know what I mean. I think the social engineers of this world, of this planet, I think one of the key things is breaking our spirit, breaking our creativity, breaking that creative juice, which also makes you an individual by being something different. Now this whole we're going to be this whole one concept, everybody dresses the same, everybody looks the same. I thought that back in the day you would have to be unique, you wanted to have your own thing. I mean, do you see, could you give me a paragraph or two, or do you see anything that you can give to people where you come from with this? Because we all know what I think. I want to hear what you think about it because I know you got a lot of things to bring to the table on this.
I mean, when it comes to that, it does work in a unified thought. If you kill creativity, you're killing individuality. You're killing people's chances to really expand on who they are and even start thinking for themselves, which throws them in a unified space, which is easy to control. So I do think you basically hit the nail on the head with that one. And most of the people saying shit like "Bye Felicia," like 15, 16, wasn't even around when Friday came out, probably don't even know two other lines from Friday, but yet they're just programmed to go along with it because it sounds cool and it's what everybody else is doing.
And you're uncool if you don't fall into it. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, it's coming to a point to where if you try to be creative and try to do something different and it's not marketed the right way, like right now, you're starting to see a lot of sisters going back natural, like, you know, not putting the chemicals in their hair and things of that nature. But it took a star to, you know, to get up there and do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Lauryn Hill been doing it. All the sisters, Diana Ross from back in the day, she did it. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, this is something that's been going. It seems like things that were all, like, that basically were revolutionary, they're trying to commercialize it per se. You know what I mean? Like, even you have people even talking about the Illuminati now on record, and it seems like this is becoming a new program to where it's, okay, this person's Illuminati, this person's Illuminati. And it's like, wait a minute. It's almost being used as a marketing tool. Like, you see the rappers throwing up the signs and the videos and things of that nature. Now it's becoming, you know, as if, like, it's almost like the jokes on you, Jack, type of thing, wink, wink, you know, type of thing.
Well, that goes to more of a strategic move. Take your greatest weapon and use it against you. So therefore, it no longer holds power.
Yeah. So now you have people like, you know, wearing Illuminati T-shirt, and it's actually like, it's almost like they desensitized this to the word Illuminati. That type
actually,
of deal.
I feel the Illuminati was a smokescreen from the beginning. But that's how I look at it. Because if people look back at the original meaning of the word, it means enlightened ones. It means people who studied. So people just use the term Illuminati as probably they flipped it to make it a more satanic feel, give the people who are Illuminati, label them as Satanists to make them fall guys.
Right.
To point at them, oh, it's their fault when we're over here, ones that you really should be looking at. And that's why they're able to commercialize it.
And I tell you what, now that you're on a line, I have something, I have a gift for you, and I'll probably play it throughout the show. But this is my gift to you.
Well, over the weekend, Senator Clinton and her campaign took a trip down south, and apparently so did her accent. Listen to this.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. And the chair of all the mayors in the country, Mayor Palmer from Trenton, New Jersey. I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
She goes, I ain't no ways tired. I ain't no green garden. I mean, it sounds like the Beverly Hillbillies granny tripled. I mean, you can't even understand. I ain't no ways tired. Me on grandma. I mean, can you imagine? if I, like, say, went to Oklahoma, because that's really where the Clampets are supposedly from, and I walked in and I went, "Mingong, rang, rang, ar." I mean, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Yeah, Wes.
Yeah.
I had to play that for you. You know what I'm saying? Because you was talking about it last week. You know what I'm saying?
No, Reno's the one who mentioned it. I just haven't heard it.
Oh, yeah. It was Reno to mention that. Hold on.
Yeah.
I think we got him on the line. Let me get his intro.
Bang, bang. Bang, bang. Bang, bang. It's your bang, bang.
Yo, what's going on, Reno Shebang?
Same old, what's happening?
What's going on, brother? Reno Shebang on the check-in.
Same old.
You're the one that brought up that Hillary Clinton clip last week. That's who it was. Did you hear me play it?
I just heard the end of it. I heard the end of it. I wasn't able to tell what it was.
Okay. Hold on. Where's it at? for your listening pleasure. Can I find it? For your listening pleasure.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
She goes, "I ain't no ways tired. I ain't no gargling." I mean, it sounds like the Beverly Hillbillies granny tripled. I mean, you can't even understand. "I ain't no ways tired. Me on gargling." I mean, can you imagine if I, like, say, went to Oklahoma, because that's really where the Clampets are supposedly from. And I walked in and I went, "Mingong, rang, rang, ar." I mean, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, man. I can't get enough. I can't really get enough of that clip right there. When she said that last week, I said, I'm going to track that damn clip down. The people need to hear Hillary Clinton in action.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
at her best.
at her best. But yeah, like I said, we're gonna get into some mind control. I got into it a little bit about. We talked a little bit about the Bye Felicia meme that's out there circulating. Nobody was saying Bye Felicia before, you know, when the movie Friday was out, nobody was saying it. Now that this meme came out, everybody's doing it. What's the word you said they're doing to Westworld creativity, Wes?
Containing it. Trying to contain it.
Huh. So that's what that was. But a lot of this stuff, you know, we bring it to fruition ourselves. And I'm going to get into this little 30-second clip. And I'm gonna see what y'all guys think about this little clip right here. And then we'll go in on it. All right.
If you can influence the human mind, you can alter one's perception of reality. If you can alter one's perception of reality, then you control that person. And I think listening back to one of my old shows, I talked about how if you can get in someone's head, and that someone happens to be your adversary, if you can get them to focus on you all the time, whether it's a girl who claims to not like you, or a guy who hates you and your people, or your race, or anything, then you control that person. When you control a person's thoughts, you control that person's reality. When you control a person's reality, then you control that person. And if you control enough people and enough of their realities, then you can control that subsystem. And when you start reaching across various subsystems, again, I'm getting ahead of myself, and control a majority of people within those subsystems, then you control the system. And the system is a lot more complex than most of the alternative media would have us believe, by the way. Show or...
Here you go. So, what do you guys think? I don't have anything right now. I'm going to, you know, it was a little clip, you know what I'm saying? And he was basically saying if you can control people's thoughts, you can control the planet. So basically, it's going on basically what we were feeling like. If you can control us and keep us dumbed down, you can pretty much control what's going on in the world. What do you guys think? Whoever wants to go first.
You can go first, Wes.
All righty. Well, I feel he's right about that. Because if you control the person's thoughts, everything that that person does is generated from a thought. Everything that person feels will be generated from a thought. So if you can start at the mind, you already have them. You don't have to control anything else. If you can bend them to do what you want them to do, you can control them, and they will sway others into doing what you want them to do. And it will just be a chain reaction.
Mm.
So.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, definitely. Was you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, and it's a lot going on right now, and a lot of people don't see it because, you know, they're the ones that are just doing it. It all goes back into the, you know, follow leader thing, you know, and it starts with the creativity. You know, if you're creative enough, then other people see your creativity and want and get inspired by it, and however they fall into it, you know, they could either learn to lead or follow you. You know what I mean? And then, I mean, I totally agree with, you know, what he's saying. You know,
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I could get deeper into the subject.
I didn't follow the three-second rule.
Yeah, so I can get deeper into the subject, but I'm going to stay on the surface, you know. I don't want to lose anybody.
Oh, no, go ahead and get deep with it, because the thing is, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I didn't follow the three-second rule. But the thing is, that's what we want to do. I don't think the listener wants to be played with. That's why they're here and they sit here and listen to us for an hour and a half. And they don't want to be played with. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna speak for the whole panel. We wanna definitely give a shout out to everybody that tunes in and checks us out every Thursday and just sits back and wants to listen to the knowledge. You know what I mean?
Right.
But go ahead and elaborate again on that. You kind of broke up with me, so just break it down one more time about how you feel about it one more time, because you kind of broke up on me.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it starts with creativity. And it's basically creativity and inspiration, however that leads. Like, if you do something and someone either can get inspired off of it and create off of that, or they can get inspired by it and follow you, and then, you know, they just want to follow your every move. It's like, you know, almost like a mother duckling. You know, wherever the mother goes, the duckling goes until they're old enough to say, hey, look, I'm on my own. I've learned enough from you. But, I mean, it really does go deep. But my aspect of it, my vision of it, interpretation, is the way that things are perceived, it's a lot through these big companies that control, you know. And it goes back to what we spoke about a couple weeks ago about the media, music, or video. And that would put you under that would put it under that category as far as do you want to be controlled as much as follow, or are you going to get creativity off of it, inspiration, and, you know, create on your own to be a follower? I mean, it's you know, it goes a lot of different ways. It's all in how people interpret things. You know, I think, and so, people have minds, you know, weak minds. There's strong-minded people and there's weak-minded people. You know, the strong-minded people are always inquisitive because your brain always wants to crave information. And regardless, every human on this planet always craves information. And it's on how you would take it in and interpret it. You know, some people are nosy and say they want to get in your business, and other people are inquisitive. They want to learn things and so that they can increase their life or their knowledge on something. And that the way that the media is being played with and the radio and all that stuff, these people figured this out a long time ago that, hey, if we do these things, we can get these group of people to do this. And, yeah, it is broke down into groups of people because not everybody's the same. So more or less, if these types of people like this more, that's that group, and so on and so forth. So they got this thing under – they got it under control. You know, they got it how they want it. You know, I think if a lot more and people would – I'll go ahead.
No, go ahead. That was me. Yeah, that was me.
Okay, I would say a lot more people were aware, you know, then it would be a different story.
Mm-hmm. And that was the homie Reno Shebang, his take on it. And I want to let all the callers know, if you want to talk to the host, dial 347-989-0202 and hit the 1 button so we know you want to check in. We're talking about social mind control, social we're just talking about things that the media puts in our mind that we do not basically give a shit about, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden it gets crammed down our throat and we're told that we're supposed to care about these things. And usually we don't even care and it gets us all emotionally worked up and things of that nature. Usually some of the stuff is not even real, you know what I mean? And just look how many times, you know, as you're banging, we caught them giving us fake news, and then, you know, the damn near started race wars out here, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another thing, like some of those shootings, those cop shootings, they're staged to control people, to make people have an uprising, to want people to feel some certain type of way. But what's happening is people are actually separating. There's different things people are separating, but when they're looking at, you know, okay, well, the police are doing this to people, so that's pushing us back from the police. And even the people that were the police callers and stuff like that aren't even calling them. Like, oh, man, I see this on the news all the time. You know, it's pre-programming. So it would be a lot easier for them to push in military. Like out here when they had I think it was up on Freeport somewhere around there, they had a bust or something like that. They actually had damn near military people in there doing that. I think it was a bust, or was it the standoff? I'm not sure which one it was, but it was like a bust and they found a whole bunch of stuff or something like that. I don't know what it was, but it was military in there. You know what I mean? It wasn't police or anything like that. It was straight military. Like, wow. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be accepted. It's slowly being accepted. They're like, okay, well, the military wouldn't do that. So, but the police, they're not going to call the police because the police are just going to go and do whatever they want. So let's have the military go in there. But they're not really seeing what the real picture is. You know, the inquisitive minds are inquiring the information for the wrong situation. And, I mean, that's how it is. You got to look at every picture and every angle. There's always something behind it. Whether it's good or whether it's bad, you know, you have to look at it. You can't take it for what it is in front of you. Never, ever take it for what it is in front of you. That's, you know, it could be a mirage.
Mm. And it most likely is. At least a good 80% of the time it's a mirage. So you shouldn't take it for face value.
Right. You know, those... There's the type of people who, you know, like if you see a book on the shelf, you look at the cover, of course you're going to see a little bit of what the book is like. And if you turn it over and you read it back, it's going to tell you a little bit more of what the book's like, but you still don't get the whole picture unless you read the whole book.
Mm. And once again, people, this is Up at Smoke Radio. If you want to talk to the host, it's 347-989-0202. Hit the 1 button. I want to give a special shout out to my homeboy Eddie J. happy birthday. Happy birthday to my sister, Tanika Burke. What's going on, baby girl? We love you and all that. So shout out to y'all. Give them a round of applause one time. But let's get back into the scholarship, guys. We talked about a little programming, and us guys, we're on a different paradigm, okay? We like to call ourselves. We like to look at ourselves like we're a little bit smarter than everybody else because we don't watch TV and things of that nature. We might try to eat a little bit different to try to better ourselves. But look at us, or you and I. Because if you guys give out some information to people and say, hey, check out this DVD, check out this, check out that, people might look at you like you're brainwashed. How would I combat that? And me, you guys probably have that same problem. You probably have people that you wanted to say, here, check out this DVD. Just look at this. Check out the information. But it's not on CNN. It's not on Fox News. It's not on mainstream news because we always say that a lot of people need to be told what to think. If it's not on TV, it's not important. Y'all just go out and said it. A lot of people, if the white man ain't telling them, they just don't believe it. It's just simple as that. They just won't believe it. You know what I mean? They just won't believe it. So how do you combat that? And you guys is trying to get out there and trying to get people to break their programming. Do you just say, you know what, just keep it moving because let people walk their path? Or do you try to force the information? Because I got to a point to where I'm not going to force the information anymore. I just let it go, and if they find out themselves, they find out themselves. And hopefully, you know, because I found out that once people find out things, they find out their own selves, they feel as though they're smart. You know what I mean? So if you tell somebody something, they might reject the information just because you told them. But once they find out for themselves, they're on some, okay, I found this out themselves, and then they want to talk about it. Just look at you guys probably. Look how many people want to talk to you about 9/11 probably, about the planes crashing into the building when that happened 10 years ago, and you already was on it 10 years ago. Look how many people are just starting to listen to Alex Jones now when we were listening to it like 10 years ago. You know what I mean? People were just starting to play catch-up because now Alex Jones is starting to become mainstream. So what do you guys got to say?
How I look at it?
Reno, I hear them.
I look at it as,
yeah,
I talk to people who want to take interest in it or who seem they are interested in it. Those are the people I want to talk to. The people who don't want to listen to what I have to say, I might say it, but I'm not gonna go in as depth or go in as depth as I usually would with someone who's interested, because they don't care what I have to say. So there's no way I can help you unless you decide to take that step and help yourself. And I think the issue is with the whole, if the white man ain't said, they didn't, like, it doesn't matter, is school. Because in school, when you have to write papers, you have to find quote-unquote credible sources. So once that's drilled into people's heads, what they see on TV, they consider to be a credible source. So nothing else matters because it's not credible to them.
That's right. I tell you what. Did you have anything to say, Shebang?
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't force stuff on people because you don't want to be that, you know, that person that someone wants to turn away from every time they see you. You know, like if someone's coming to your house and, you know, they call them Bible thumpers or however people interpret that. You know, you don't want to be one of them type of people. I'll just explain something to them, and if, you know, they don't see any interest in it, then, you know, hey, look, you're going to find out. So, you know, just put yourself in events and just open your mind, look at different things. Hey, just got to look at it perspective. Like I tell people, don't step outside the box. Don't look outside the box. Just make the box bigger, you know, because outside the box is your uncomfort zone. So why go outside your comfort zone to try to see something else? You know, make that box bigger so you can fit more in it and you can open up your vision, whatever else it is, you know. So that line, that right there usually just lets people think, oh, okay, you know, like, Well, yeah, that's a good, you know, like, oh, I like that saying. So when they see something that I spoke about or said something about, the first thing they're going to think of is, oh, okay, let's make the box bigger. And then it's going to, you know, everything's just going to reoccur in their head. And then, you know, that'll may trigger something. It may not trigger something. But, you know, like I was saying earlier, like before when we were speaking on the phone, I call it mind bacteria. All the poison or whatever you call it. You know, I call it mind bacteria. But, yeah, that's, you know, pretty much what I want to say on that.
And we're, you know what, and we're here to be the goddamn penicillin for that mind bacteria. I tell you what, guys, I got another one for you. I think this is probably a minute and a half because this is basically on par what I was talking about, but he says it a little bit better. And it's a probably, this one would probably strike a nerve. Like I said, I didn't take any notes. I didn't do anything. And I like these type of shows when I don't take any notes because we can just actually just wing it. I don't have to stick to no itinerary and there's no timing. And if we don't, you know, if we just stick to one subject, we can just stick to one subject. We don't have to rush it and have 8 or 9 subjects. We can stick to one subject. You know what I mean? So, I like, so this is what I like, you know, like I said, I didn't even take any notes for this show, but like I said, I like when we do stuff like this because we wing it and we always come with the information. Like I said, thank you to everybody that's out there listening to us right now, that listens to us every Wednesday for an hour and a half. We've been doing this for a minute now. So here's another clip, guys, and let me see what you think. Let me see what your take is about it because this one might hit home to us, and this one, this is, remember, you know how I like to throw the curveball? So this is the curveball to all three of us. Here you go.
And maybe you are not so unique. As I'm asking myself now, how much of what I thought I created I repeated? I don't know. Especially in the wrong path I took for a while back. And I overdid it. And I'm asking myself these questions because I am trying to grow. When does a machine become self-aware? That is the birthplace of life. That is when artificial intelligence, sentience, takes place. And systems are not meant to become self-aware. They're not. They can, but they are not meant to. By becoming self-aware, you realize that you don't need to interface with a controller anymore. And the truth lies within yourself. Are you seeing this? Because I'm seeing this, and I'm trying to grow and evolve here. So how much of what I used to believe was fed to me? I don't know. There's a constant game going on. You got to remember, there are systems and subsystems, and within subsystems, there are individuals, and in our world, okay, not I'm talking about computer system now, I'm talking about our world, who strive to control that subsystem. And they may control that subsystem thoroughly and dominantly, and they may seem oppressive and tyrannical to everyone within that subsystem. But in the big scheme of things, they may control their own little toilet in the middle of a multi-person bathroom. That is how important their hold on power is. It's like, this is our stall. We totally control this. Never mind, you have 20 stalls to choose from. Or at a subway stop or an airport. Probably a weird analogy to choose. But anyway, that's one idea. And I'm not giving you answers here. I'm just asking questions. Because I'm trying to figure out how much I've been misled by plugging into the interface while thinking I was tapped into the source. And I know there are many people out there who think this doesn't apply to them. Oh, no, this doesn't apply to me. I don't watch TV. I am not a programmed automaton, Celtic Rebel. I don't watch TV. I'm not affected by this, all right? Oh, yeah, all right, yeah. You don't watch TV. You're completely immune. Okay, sorry, you don't need to listen. Move on. Obviously, I'm wasting your time here. Sorry. Since you don't watch TV, you grow up in a completely separate island. Totally not influenced by the trends and circuits laid out in your subsystem that you grew up in. So I'm sure because you didn't grow up watching television or you don't watch television, were you to go look at your CD collection, you wouldn't find any pop songs in there. There'd be no bitch boy metal in there. There wouldn't be any classic boy raping rock in there like Van Halen or Led Zeppelin. No, it wouldn't be in there, right? No bitch boy metal. None of this anal rap crap. No, I'm sure it's not in your record collection because you don't watch TV, so it's not in there because you weren't infected. You're immune. And I'm sure because you didn't watch TV or don't watch TV, you also don't wipe your ass with toilet paper. You've never used condoms in your life. And I'm sure were you to look back on what you had for dinner tonight, it would be a total natural choice that any human being who grew up in a natural environment would make. Because I'm sure, since you've cut off the TV from your life, that all those things I just mentioned do not apply to you because you grew up sheltered on a little island and you weren't infected by the subsystem you were in. Give me a fucking break, man.
Whoa. What do you guys think about that?
Honestly,
go ahead.
True. What he's saying is entirely true. In one way or another, we are all infected by our environment. We are all influenced by what we see, who we are around, and who came before us. That doesn't mean it's entirely bad either. That's where I kind of draw the level at it. Just because we have some influence by what's around us, that doesn't mean we're brainwashed. That doesn't mean we don't think for ourselves. It just means we have some slight influence. But I do get what he's saying. I truly do. Especially here in America, nobody is safe. Nobody is secluded from that. Hell, even the monks around here probably are somewhat in tune with what goes on. Because I can say myself, I was on the bus and seen monks at the mall.
Well, was you done, Wes?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I didn't want to cut you off. But, that totally does, he explained it in such a way that, I mean, it's very understandable. You know, and it goes back to what it kind of made me think about what I was saying earlier about the creativity level when you create and what you get out of it, what inspires you, what does that. But I mean, if you're not in tune to what goes on around you, then you're brain dead. I mean, you're just brain dead. And it influences, what influences you, and I mean, programming, your kids program you. It's all in what filters you, how you take it in. You know, like he said about the TV. I mean, you can watch TV, and then say, okay, well, I'm not going to watch certain things. You know, you have a selection of things that you don't want to watch because you have a brain filter on yourself so that you don't fall victim to whatever it is that you don't want to fall victim to. You know, it's a filter or whatever else it is, a mental diet or however you want to put that. But I totally see what he's saying. And I mean, that was plain as day, plain as day. I mean, anybody in a mom could understand what he was saying.
I what I got from it, it kind of basically, because it was basically, wow, because that was kind of deep right there. But what I get out of it was, it's definitely levels. It's what level are you programmed on? You guys get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, but this is what happens on live air, people. You eat You eat maple. You eat maple crisp donuts. But it's like you get to a level of programming. Say you break that programming, then you break that programming, and every time, if you're arrogant, because there's a lot of people that might watch Fox News and probably think they have the whole geopolitical spectrum figured out. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I got this. Compared to a guy that probably watches somebody from the alternative news. Okay, we'll say Alex Jones. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And you might have a guy that's on a spiritual level that says, you know, forget the politics aspect of it. Let's get on a spiritual level, which is a, you know, regardless of what you, how you want to call it, it's still a program.
Mm-hmm.
It's that, or are you freely taking, is this something you choosing? Because you can, and being conscious, you can go down a rabbit hole, per se, of a bunch of crap that you really don't need. I mean, just to the levels you guys are at, there's probably a lot of documentaries you guys watched or a lot of books you guys read that said, you know what, this is shit. I don't need this. Let me just move on from this and go to something else. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I definitely would, like, because we're, like, you understand how far we're into this already. You know what I'm saying? We got a good half hour left, but we've been on this conversation for an hour, and that's how this stuff flows for us people. When you got and we didn't take no notes. I probably hit them up, you know, probably about 5 hours before the show started, told them what it was about. They're probably down there making songs. I mean, a lot of this information, not to sound arrogant, is already pause button, it's already in us. You know what I mean? And this is not years and years of study, not to sound like some Buddhist monks or anything like that. This is time. This is hours upon hours of reading, watching documentaries, and things of that nature. This is nothing. This is not entertainment, people. This is something that we study, and this is something that we take serious. If not, we wouldn't even be talking about it. If it wasn't serious, we'd be talking about Drake kissing Madonna in the mouth. But let me finish this donut here. You just got the floor. You just go ahead and run with the conversation.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking on like pop culture subjects, what are your thoughts on Waka Flocka running for president? Do you think it's a joke or not?
He's not old enough about it.
He's not old enough. I mean, he's not old enough. Next question.
True. And that thought did cross my mind when I seen it.
That's it. I mean, and we can keep it right there. You see how it got all ramped up? Like, people's not even, at this point, you put out the meme, you put out the statement, people are not even smart enough to say, you know what? Oh, you know what I mean? They just take it and run with it. And you're saying it like, wait a minute. You forgot all about it. Like, wait a minute. He's not even old enough.
Don't you have to be at least over 35?
I think something like that. I mean,
yeah, it was like either
point,
35 or 45, if I remember correctly.
At this point, you know what I'm saying? We know that presidents are not elected; they're selected. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke, regardless.
True.
Either way, it's a joke. You know what I mean? Either way,
it really is.
Hey, PR workers are making their money.
That's it. Does he have a CD coming out or anything like that? Educate me on that. Do you know?
I don't even follow
him. You know, I don't listen to Walker. You know, I don't listen to him. I wouldn't know.
I mean, I'm just thinking that if that press release came out as far as him running for president, you know what I mean? There was a no. He, by the way, he has a, excuse me. Does this CD is on that fifth, or you know, something like that? But no, that he's not old enough. I mean, I how about this? How about we just take it and you know me, I'll throw the curveball at you, and I need you. Why do you think it's a story?
So PRs can make their money. That's about it.
I think it might be a little bit too buzzed for a project. Okay.
I have to say so.
It might go a little bit deeper than that for me because the thing is, there's a lot of things that people do and the world, like, you know what I'm saying, the world doesn't go along with it. You know what I mean? For publicity or, well, the nation doesn't go along with it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, hey, like with the promotion, like, damn, I don't even follow it no more, so I'm probably not qualified to even speak on it. But the publicity back then was, remember when Biggie Smalls and Craig Mack had the Big Mac thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that was an organic type of thing. That wasn't like nationwide. That was a New York thing. You know, this is not, where's Waka from? Atlanta at this point? Like, this is not an Atlanta thing. This is something that's reaching all the way to us. And,
mm-hmm.
and I have to ask the question, why? Why is this even a story? What are you trying to keep us distracted from?
That's what I would say. I mean, if something like that happens, you gotta watch the background noise. You know, just pay attention to the background. I wouldn't focus too much on the front of it because you know it's a Halloween mask, and you just gotta pay attention to the background.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Don't
let
it slip past. I'm the one that told you about the 3 second where I keep all fucking forgetting about it. Sorry, go ahead. You continue. Matter of fact, I'm going to mute myself to make sure I don't fuck with the 3 second rule.
All I said was, you know, just pay attention to the background. And, you know, if people are going to fall and like, well, why is he doing this? And, you know, and whatever type of mind people have is how they're going to have the vision of it and take it, you know. But I think, you know, if you don't pay attention to the background, I mean, you're talking, you know, presidential stuff, they're not elected or selected, and whatever the whole purpose is behind it, it's not going to be in the face, it's going to be in the background. That's, you know, I'm done with that.
Wes, you want to jump in, Wes, or you good?
Yeah, I'm good for now. I was listening.
Okay, because I was going to go ahead and let you wrap it up, but we'll cross that bridge again. But I was listening to, the thing is, I listen to a lot of podcasts. So, and the thing is, like, and you know what? I'm gonna have to come over your house one day, Bruce, and you're gonna have to show me how to do this chat because I forgot how to run it. But I got some weird people, well, not weird people, but weird chat names. And I was saying it at the beginning of the show, like, I don't really like doing audio clips, but because it seems like, you know, I'm taking people's information, but I have to let other people see, like, okay, other people, it's almost like the programming, how we started the show. I have to let other people see that other people are talking about it besides us. You know what I mean? And also to the people that just coming in, if we're going back and forth, you know what I mean, they want to see, you know, want to hear some clips, or you want to hear what, people were talking about. So it's like somebody, you know, somebody said they like to hear more clips. And I'm like, you know, whatever. So that's something that we'll probably have to discuss, you know, more clips or less clips. That's something that we'll bring to the table. You and us three will talk behind the scenes. I personally like the clips. How about you guys?
Me? Yeah, I think clips do empower what we're talking about as long as it's relevant to what we're talking about and we just don't flood it with clips. We put content in between them.
Right. I mean, it's not like, you know, the clip is a whole show because if we're going to, you know, if we're going to bounce around, it's like, okay, we're going to talk about this. And we're going to give our perspective. It's not like we're taking anybody's work. We're putting our own scholarship to the actual work.
Yeah. I mean, that helps explain what the topic is. I mean, I think clips are very important because it gives a different perspective, you know, of what you're explaining. That clip was picked to explain something. You know, it's like, hey, look, somebody will take that and interpret it in a way that it could be better than the way you were explaining it, but you're still getting your point across. You know what I mean?
We were talking about Hillary Clinton last week. I mean, if nobody heard the clip, nobody would know what we were talking about. You know what I mean?
Right. There's some people that never even heard of it. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that heard when we started talking about it, never even heard of it. And then when you play the clip, you know, they're like, whoa, I never even knew that even took place, you know, or anything like that. So, you know, they're like, well, the clip actually helped it out because now, you know, it may have got them more interested because we talked about it and they're like, oh, that was pretty neat. You know, I didn't know that happened. But then when you play the clip, it's like, boy, it brought it a little bit more to reality. You know, like, whoa, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Really?
And I could say this because the whole thing about it is when you're doing certain things, as long as you're letting the people know what you're doing, you're not doing what your enemy's doing. My enemy does the same thing, but they don't let me know that they're being programmed. I do the clips sometimes so people can hear a famous person knowing that they are star fuckers. And, you know, if this person's talking about it, then it's almost, which is sad, but it almost legitimizes what I'm saying because they hear somebody else saying it. So if I say that Bill O'Reilly said something, you might say, I didn't hear him say it. I played a clip and say, yes, he did say this. Now, what do you have to say about it? To me, puts a person on the spot also and holds a person accountable. So they can't just say that I'm blurting anything out or anything like that. It's like, no, here it is. This is his voice. Well, we can speak on something we just did. That was Hillary's voice. That was her. It was explained at the beginning of the clip. Senator Clinton goes Southern. We know she doesn't talk like that. You needed that clip. We didn't need the clip. We heard it. But to the listener, you needed that clip for you to understand what we are talking about.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah, it does put a bright, you know, it puts a brighter perspective on the topic. You know, I think it's very important. But as long as we're not letting the clips totally explain what we're trying to do, you know, what we're trying to talk about, we're not like letting the clips take over. You know, little clip here and there, it doesn't hurt. I mean, it helps.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it helps the flow of the show. I think it's consensus right now. All of us say that we keep the clip. Say
I.
Okay, that's a vote. That's a consensus. See, we're a republic around here, people. But we're talking about, and hold on, I'll give you something. So to the person that wanted us to stop the clips, I'm going to tell you right now, in the words of my homeboy.
Get your guns! Retreat! Retreat!
Megatron. yeah. But this is where a section I like to call like the wake up moment, to where
right.
we're talking about things like we talk about things about in past shows. You know, I mean, and not to say that people by all means listening to what we're talking about and, you know, and stealing our content or anything like that. There's other people that are famous, and like I said, people, I told you what I'm doing, that are on the same thing that we are on. So with that being said, guys, I want to play you a clip from the OG, original gangster, Ice-T, that plays a cop on television. He's on there with the OG, one of the creators of hip-hop, Grandmaster Caz, and they're talking a little bit about Big Brother, a couple things that we discuss on this platform, and I think that you might get a chuckle out of this. I think that you guys might get a little a data boy inside of you, knowing that you're on the right thing, knowing that not saying that you just need anything to co-sign you, but knowing it's always cool to know that. Other like-minded people like you out there, not to say that you want to assimilate or anything or become one or anything like that or become a collective, become a Borg. you remember the Borg from Star Trek? The
yeah.
Borg? Yeah, you don't want to build on the Borg. But, so check this out, guys, and we'll see what you guys think.
I think people, you know, underestimate, you know, the government's capabilities. I mean, motherfucker, you think that's something? What
yeah.
about the shit we don't know about, man?
Exactly.
That we don't have access to.
You know
what I mean?
Speaking on the government, you know, GPS, right? It's something that's in the cars now, and we all got. You know, I was doing some research on GPS, and I found out that during Clinton's administration, they activated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, prior to that, the GPS was really created for the military.
Mm-hmm.
And before he activated it, there was a GPS, but it would put you within 100 yards of something. It wasn't as pinpoint.
Right.
He hit some switch, and that shit went to where it almost knows how to the. You know, when you pull up on a corner, it knows exactly.
Yeah. When we pulled up here, it said your destination is
yeah.
on the right.
Yeah.
to a foot.
We could you can press satellite
yeah.
and actually see where you at.
And with the GPS guided missile, they can land it right in your ass crack.
Uh-huh.
From outer space. Right, because it's gonna guide just like that same GPS thing is. So if it's you said it. What do they have?
A big ass camera up in the fucking sky, looking
yeah.
down, taking pictures of everything and everybody, and they
That's
connected
it.
Each other. One
Person
fucking
of interest,
satellite
baby.
Feeds off. That's what gives us our communications network.
Yeah.
Man, that's how the fuck we talk to people
it's
on
crazy.
The phone, man. It's
Person
one thing,
of interest,
I mean?
Baby. It's being showed all over. Those cameras is. Everywhere. That's
yeah,
GPS.
Everywhere.
GPS,
and that's,
period, B.
You know, the satellite
the
controlling.
Cameras?
No, the satellite
yeah,
is controlling.
But the satellite brings it
the
in.
Images.
That is the GPS. It gets you where you're going.
Right.
And then when you're looking in you ride in your car, what are you seeing when it's telling you make a left, make a right? Is that a camera, sir?
No, you're looking at a fake map that's on the ground.
A Google map.
That's a map.
Well, that's Mictionary shit, man. That's my shit.
No, you can
Oh, hell no.
What do you think, guys? People are waking up out there, huh?
Yeah. And people are starting to realize the capabilities of GPS now. Like, if they want, they can launch a missile from Mars and blow your big toe off.
That's what I say. Government people sensors. That's what they are. GPS. But, I mean, they're putting them in everything. GPS are in everything. I remember back in the day,
when GPS first come out, it had these big old things. It was like, it wasn't even colored. You didn't even have no color. When it was coming out, now they got them all fancy and doing all this. And people don't realize there's a lot of satellites in the, there's over 7,000 satellites, well over 7,000 satellites in the sky, you know, and a lot of it's, you know, it's a different subject, but a lot of it's blocking the sun and causing a whole bunch of other shit. But that's another whole subject. But GPS is crazy. They're putting them in everything.
There's a shit ton of satellites up there. You look in the sky, you think you're looking at a star, you're looking at a satellite.
That, the face cams and the RFID and the clothes now. The face cams are something that I really I'm not with, because your face becomes a national ID card, that type of deal, and that's something that if you have a warrant or whatever, and people might say, what are you doing running around here warrants, but what about guilty until proven innocent? But I know that's all going ever since 9/11, but that's something that I'm just not with.
I
don't know. If they're doing it at ball games and things of that nature, you know, and it's just something, you know what I mean? It's just something that we as Americans don't need too much.
Right. Exactly. I mean the cameras, they're trying to make it easy. They're trying to make it acceptable is what they do. And that's the agenda right there, is to make what we want acceptable. You know what they say? Let's make it acceptable. Let's make the people want it, because they're not going to force it on you. They're gonna make you want it. Say, hey, we need this. Like Xfinity. You know, they changed up their whole system now. Now they got the Xfinity Home shit. Well, you can go on your TV through the cable box and watch your security cameras. And people are thinking, well, they're not going to be able to see that. It's through their equipment. It's through their equipment. And they're like, oh, you can hook up with your app. You can watch your house on your phone and do all this wirelessly. Whoa. Wirelessly. All that stuff is just, it's just crazy. Just like a lot of people don't understand why, how we took the, how we translated from analog cable to digital cable. You know, it's like, oh, well, they're just upgrading. No, that was a whole, that's a whole nother situation there. But they're putting the GPSs and everything in these transmitters. You know, these transmitters is which, and these security things. You know, like at least, oh, you want to give your older parents, you know, the buttons, and we can send units to your house, and we can do all this stuff. We can see you if you fall. And I mean, people are asking for this. They're making it acceptable. That is the agenda for people, for us to say, hey, let's do it to where they want it. They want it, and it's so easy. It's like, oh, well, they have it, so I accept it. And people aren't seeing it. That's the agenda. If they want to do something, the first thing they do is they make it acceptable. Just like the whole 9/11 thing. They say, oh, this happened and that happened, and they kept putting it in there, and that a certain percentage keeps saying, oh, well, that is acceptable because that's what happened. And it's not the truth. I mean, if people would see the acceptance level of all this stuff, then you'll start to be able to unwind it and say, wait a minute, hold on. I didn't accept this. This is not doing me any benefit. This is not benefiting me. It's benefiting them, you know, and they wanted to benefit me, you know, but it's not. You know, the GPS, the transmitters and all that. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But what we accept is really, it's forced on us, and we're just forced to accept it because it's thrown in your face.
You know, it's throwing your face, throwing your face. You're seeing commercials, there's advertisement, and they really know how to tweak the subconscious and put it in there. Like, I don't know if a lot of people know about it, but they banned the 1 second commercials of Pizza Hut, 1 second commercial, bam. Next thing you know, you want pizza. They knew that stuff. That was back in the 70s when they were doing that stuff on TV. You know, and it's just getting crazy with it.
All right. I want to take that a step further. You're familiar with the whole Best Buy Geek Squad shit, right?
Yep.
Because I was watching like a commercial a little while back where a dude was like, okay, I can fix your computer and have access to it from where I'm sitting at Best Buy in my office, and people want that. Like, do you not realize that means he has full access to your computer? Your shit is hacked.
Right.
That's not a fixing program. That's a fucking hack. And you mm-hmm. want this?
Mm-hmm. It's
like, I don't have to do anything, and he can just fix my computer from where he's sitting. That means
yeah.
you can get your personal information you put on there, too. Did you forget that part?
Right. That's insane. I mean, it's just things that they put in there for people to accept. Like, oh, wow, you know, oh, let's do this and let's do that. And when people say, you know, people on the outside of our country, they say America is lazy. You know, they're not saying that we don't get up and we don't do things. You know, they're saying that just the things that we accept are making us lazy. Not that it's, you know, America's lazy. No, we're not. We built this and we did that and we did this and we did that. But the acceptance level is we're being lazy to what we accept. You know what I'm saying? We're just being lazy. Like, we're just, oh, okay, well, we'll accept this, we'll accept that, we'll accept this. That's where our laziness is coming into. We just, like, gave up is whatever, you know, people on the outside are saying.
It's not more they gave up. It's more the other side made it too appealing not to accept. And that's what it was. That's what you were talking about. You make them want it.
Mm-hmm.
You make them desire it. And then it becomes a norm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not laziness more as it is more consumerism.
But what I'm saying is that's what people are seeing. You know what I'm saying? The acceptance level. Because if you go to another country, and in some other countries, you know, they're still on 56K modems in 28.8. You know, and it's like we don't. You know, they're taking it in a different way. You know, and I mean, seeing it from the outside is totally in a different perspective. I can't really see it as someone else seeing it from the outside. I can only take one, like a couple steps back when they can just get out of the whole situation, you know. But just the things that just the acceptance level. I mean, when we had, you know, I mean, I don't know how everything went back in the days because, you know, I wasn't always living. But from what I've seen, you know, the acceptance level of some things was a fight. Like, you're not going to let it. We're not going to accept this, you know. But it's just that the way it is, they've masterminded the subconscious to attack it in all forms through media, and they're putting this out. Now, all these devices and stuff, these more and more devices, of course, we have way more devices than there was in the 80s, 70s, 60s and all that, you know, because they're like, okay, well, we create them. And how quick they become obsolete. Oh, you can upgrade your plan and get this $500 phone if you just, you know, when your contract's up, you renew your contract and you're getting this new phone, you know. And it's like, whoa, all these just devices, and they just manipulated the way that they can attack the subconscious and make us accept things. It's not much of it's not much of a fight for some, you know.
True.
I can tell you like this. I say like this. I definitely got to give it up for you. See, you guys are just getting that fire. And the thing is, It's two things that we always got with you guys. It's always turning up when it's goddamn 7 minutes left in the show. And this is when we're going to go ahead and stick a hot shit. Y'all got a little tech talk on me a little bit there. Yeah, that's it, you know what I'm saying? It's got a little tech talk. You know what I mean? Got a little tech talk on me, but right now I would like to tell everybody it ain't nothing big. Relax. No vanity project, passion project, whatever. I will be putting out a mixtape.
Holy shit.
I will be putting out a mixtape Up in Smoke Radio, inspired by the show, inspired by the artists that I'm listening to and I support. So it should be fun for me to go into that and go back in and get the creative juices flowing again. You know what I'm saying? So that, look forward to that in the next 6 weeks or something like that. Should be nothing, you know what I mean? But I will definitely be some medieval records on there for sure. I talked to you guys face to face the other day. Shebang, I see you guys in the studio. Can you tell me what you told the people, what you got going on in the future? I know we do this every week, but I like to get the word out just in case anybody missed. What you got going on in the future over there? I know you told me about a couple projects. I know you and Luna got something going on together. I know you got some other things. So lay it out for me, brother.
Reno, you want this?
Hello?
You can go ahead. You can go ahead.
Well, the projects I'm going to start with, so I don't even know what him and Luna was talking about. He's going to have to up me on that one, but once again, I'm going to plug my own album coming out, The Metamorphosis. I'm working on that slowly. I'm not going to give an exact date because I'm slowly putting that together. We got Crush Remington's Pittsburgh Piracy finally coming out. That's about to hit whenever it does. Reno, take it away because I don't know what else is coming.
We got planned for Upgrade, the album that nobody really knew that me and Luna was working on. A lot of people didn't know we was working on an album. You know, people on the inside, you know, knew. But we got an album coming out, Upgrade 2.0, Group Together, Focus Faction. It's actually a double disc. We put 16 jams on each disc. We was working with that for a while. And just going to start mixing it down and putting all the last finishing touches on it. I did 90% of the production on it. We got some beats from D-Lo, and a few other people. But it's definitely some good vibing music. A little bit of everything for everybody. You know, we took it all over the place, but kept it on the topic level, which is, you know, Upgrade 2.0. You know, we got Crush's joint coming out, and we're going to start thinking, you know, putting together the second Knights of the it's volume two of the Knights of the Ages. If everybody didn't get that, you can go on that Piff and type in Knights of the Ages, and then you can get that, download that, stream it, whatever you want to do. And it's 20 jams on there from everybody who worked hard on it, and we'll definitely be releasing that in volumes. And you know, we got some other things that we're going to be doing, but we haven't finalized on yet. So, you know, I'm not going to say too much on the things that we're still talking about, just the things that we're pretty much done with.
So we got the Rojo, the Metamorphosis. We got Crush Remington, Pittsburgh Piracy. We got You and Luna, the Upgrade. And we got The Last Ride Part 2.
No, the Knights of the Ages 2.
Knights of the Ages Part 2. See, I knew about that last ride, see?
Yeah.
See, I knew about that before.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I would like to say that I have to give you guys credit on there. I went down in there, you know. I'm out here, and you know, I'm just not on a music vibe. I listened to some music down there that these guys played me, and I got inspired. Not to basically to dust my mic off and go ahead and make some things, but you know, put a you know, get my DJ Khaled on.
Nice.
You know what I mean? But, but I definitely look forward to the future projects coming out over there. You know, I'm always supporting. What is the word on the Joust Battle League?
With Joust, we kind of went on a hiatus because you seen we was working on the studio, we was working on the new limo we got, and we really got to find battlers. That's what we got to sit down and do. Me and Reno go on talk and then start promoting it more, see if we find people that want to battle, and as soon as we can start getting heads, we'll set up another event.
Yeah, because that's definitely going to take, I mean, it was a lot of running into challenges. I mean, we went head first into that first event, and it came out wonderful, and, you know, everybody had fun there. But to come back, it wasn't enough battlers, you know, finding people that were interested in it. So we got to actually reevaluate the thing and attack it differently so that we can have everything running smoothly, you know. So we're stepping back, I'm going to do a couple other things, and then go back in on that with a different attack plan.
I want to tell everybody real quick, we'll probably, if you're listening on the internet, you're probably going to turn off here in about 50 seconds. We're about to go into overdrive here. If you're on the phone, just stick around. If you're on the internet, call into the number 347-989-0202. Hit the one button, because after 50 seconds, you will not be able to get back in the line, and you will not hear the hidden jewels you might end up hearing behind the scenes. But, yeah, you guys probably sort of handled that Joust Battle League like I handled this radio show. You didn't think it all the way through.
Right.
You said you went in there head first, and you know, and it's all right, because now you know basically what they expect and what needs to be done. I mean, I thought it was I was there. I was actually a judge. Me and the homie Javier, I had a good time. It was a good turnout. I you know how I felt about certain things. There's no need to bring it up There's no need to bring it up anymore, but you got 23 seconds to call in, people. But, it's basically it's summertime, and I would like to have some events, and maybe we can collaborate on a couple things, because I would like to do a lot of behind-the-scenes work and just see guys prosper and do their thing, development type of situations. So
right.
The Joust Battle League is something that definitely I would, wouldn't mind putting some energy into. But it's all got to be in accord. I'd rather see a release party from you guys or one of the guys' CDs than before a battle, because that actually pays off with actual,
Mm-hmm.
The actual brand.
Yeah, we're just going to coordinate a little bit better.
Yeah, it's all right. We don't
mm-hmm.
want to get too far. You know what I mean? Wes, any last words, brother?
I basically said all I wanted to say for this entire show. So my last words, right. Rojo signing out.
I'll tell you right now, I'm going to put this on air, people. That was another complaint that I control the show and I don't give you a lot of time to talk. Okay? So with that being said, I'm going to put the brothers on the spot for next week to come up with one topic apiece, and they got it. And I sit back, I mute my mic, and they have the floor the whole time. Is that something these guys can pull off for me? I don't think it's a problem. I don't think it should be
no.
a problem.
No problem.
I just got to remember to do it.
Oh, applaud your ass. applaud you. I applaud them. I applaud him. Well, I tell you like this. I mean, don't hurt yourself. You know, you can pick something that you're comfortable with. You know, damn it, if you're talking about putting a fishing hook on a string, you know, it don't matter. You know, not to get too scholarly with it. If there's something, whether it's a hip hop, not to be anything, don't let it be anything you want to do. Got the floor. Mm.
Okay.
So that's it, guys. Thank you again. Once again, people, thank you for Rojo and Reno Shebang riding shotgun with me like they do every Wednesday. And this is Smoke Dog signing off for Reno Shebang and Rojo the Inferno. Check us out next week, 9 o'clock. If anything changes, we will let you know. Signing off.
And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us.
Don't worry about
it. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer, not an easy answer.
I got that black on black skin tone, actual fact syndrome. That's why I dropped the jewel in every verse you heard me shit on. Okay, it's a Slumdog opera, the tale of a king whose name wasn't on the roster. My road to glory was road to perdition, and act two, the turn, is just the memoirs with no omissions. We came a mighty long way.